Hi, and welcome to Crypto Made Easy. I'm Andrew. Thanks for joining me on this episode. What a cracker I have for you today. I've discovered the best fiat crypto on and off ramp slash Visa slash spending, I believe, in existence. I know, big statements. But before I get into that, I'm not a financial advisor, and any info provided on this show is not financial or investment advice, so please do your own research. Now, I need to start with a disclaimer. If you're listening or watching outside of Australia, this probably isn't going to be the episode for you, unless you want to know what you're missing out on in your country. I'm genuinely excited about this project slash product. I've been looking for something like this for years, to be honest, a number of years, and now it's here. Okay, disclosure as usual. I literally found this product scrolling the App Store very late one night, no word of a lie. I saved what I'd found just so I could research, you know, a bit further in the next day. So after looking into the legitimacy and registration in Australia, I was keen to set up my CryptoSpend app. CryptoSpend are AUSTRAC registered and proprietary limited company. All the right things when you're checking out a business you're not familiar with. So it ticks the boxes there. CryptoSpend have not approached me to do any promo for their product, nor have I asked or accepted any remittance for doing so. I have been in contact with their marketing team just to ask a few questions, so I had, you know, the correct info to share with you guys. All right, so my biggest qualm with fiat on and off ramps has been the need to use multiple wallets slash exchanges to make Bitcoin turn into Australian dollars. And that brings a noticeable loss to your balance in fees. And look, furthermore, you all, you know, are aware of my hatred for banks. Well, crypto spends everything you need in one app. And I'm not joking. Let's start with the 16 cryptocurrencies supported, like Bitcoin, ETH, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin, USDT, XRP, Polygon, Stellar, and the list goes on. You then have an Australian dollar fiat wallet that allows you to pay ID in and out, BPay, or use standard bank transfers with account details. You impressed yet? I haven't even started on the good bits. You can apply for a digital visa that works in Apple Pay and Google Pay, and or you can order a physical Visa card. Mine is currently in the post as we speak. And a physical card will cost you 15 Australian dollars to order, which is basically free once you hear more about the crypto spend features, trust me. Now imagine you want to buy some Christmas gifts and you have a balance of Bitcoin Cash in crypto spend, for example. Well, you can tap and pay and get out your, or get out your physical card and use it anywhere Visa is accepted. So anywhere really. The amount is deducted from the Bitcoin Cash balance to the Australian dollar value. I know you're thinking it. I can almost hear your thoughts. Yeah, what's the cost then? Oh, it's free. Yeah, no fees on crypto purchases. In fact, they give you cash back for making the purchases in the first place. Yep, any purchase you make with crypto or AUD, you will get up to 3% rewards back in XRP, some Ripple. More incentive to use crypto spend. You can buy and sell crypto with your AUD right inside the app, and there is a 1% fee on buying from fiat, which I think is more than acceptable, for sure. There are no Visa or, you know, spending fees for crypto. You think, well, what's the catch? Well, it's not a catch. They do need to make money somehow, right? Yeah, we can all agree with that. They make money on the spread of the crypto exchange price. When you spend or trade your coins, it looks between 2 and 3%, which, again, I think is very reasonable for the service and convenience crypto spend has to offer. And it's a damn sight cheaper than, you know, multiple moving of funds between wallets or exchanges that, you know, greedily gobble up half of your funds and put it in their pockets, which is just lovely of them. It's a noticeable difference, and crypto spend's a lot cheaper to use from what I've found in the last week. Look, if you work out the way the fees are set up, if you're smart with exchanging your crypto to fiat before spending, you'll save even more. And you'll still get the XRP rewards back on that too. Now, card limits. Maximum card balance is $1,000 Australian per day, and ATM is $500 withdrawal per day. I'm not sure if that's for digital or just physical either, by the way. But look, in 95% of cases, the limits are fine. You know, most people are going to be fine with that. I'm fine with that. Look, the KYC sign-up was super easy and lightning fast. I was very impressed with that because you all know how much I love doing KYC. It was great. I did hit a snag with my pick upload. So I opened a live chat in the app at approximately 2 a.m. Melbourne time. And shock me, support were there and had me sorted in minutes. Very, very impressive support and customer care. 5 stars for that, which is hard to come by because I think it's a major problem in crypto is poor customer care and waiting days for tickets to be answered. It's a nightmare. So these guys have really got it right. They're straight onto the ball. They really care about, you know, what your problem is and wanting to fix it, which is, you know, it's what you want when someone's dealing with your money. So very happy about that indeed. I spent the week testing out all the ways you can move, deposit, withdraw, spend, send, AUD, you know, all of it. And crypto spend is a cracker. 100% the best option for Aussies by streets and streets, hands down. If you work in blockchain, like I do, crypto spend is your new best friend, believe me. Or if you want to do some shopping with your crypto profits, then this is perfect for that too. Look, if you don't believe me, then copy the referral link in the description, go to crypto spend, and use that referral code. You will get $10 worth of Bitcoin to get you started. But you need to use that code in the description below. And yes, I will also get $10 if you use it. But let's face it, I'll probably give it away as prize money to you guys anyway. Also, be sure to follow these guys on Twitter. It's at CryptoSpendAU. They are active and do a lot of extra promos and rewards on their channel. So definitely worth a follow. A bit like me, I'm worth a follow. So remember, when you're on Twitter next, at CryptoMadeEasy2, and give me a follow on there as well. I want to add a video to YouTube, not just this podcast with my dodgy Canva skills on display. I think it's worthwhile doing a product review on YouTube for crypto spend. So I will work on that shortly as well. Now, if you haven't, please jump on YouTube and subscribe. I know there's not a lot to watch right now, but to get any exposure, the channel needs followers. So go and have a click. It's free, all right? Won't charge you. It's free to go and subscribe. Jeez, I'm good to you guys. If you missed the last episode, you better go listen to it so you can enter the draw to win 2,000 Divi. Entries are still open for that. Anyway, short and sweet tonight. Give crypto spend a go. I think it's great. Otherwise, I wouldn't be talking about it. You guys know that. So, thanks for listening. Till next time. Talk soon.